Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How do you feel about Jacoby Brissett through 2 weeks?
I think there's plenty of fans out there who are going to roll their eyes when I say that. I think he's been excellent, but he's been excellent.
Excellent.
I mean, it's excellent. Given the situation, given what we saw last year, given what would be the result, look, you have to go with what the situation is around him. Would Aaron Rodgers be better in this situation? I don't know. He doesn't have any wide receivers. He doesn't have any protection. I'm not saying that Jacoby Brissett is Aaron Rodgers, but there is a point at which chicken salad cannot be made out of chicken poop. We saw it with Tom Brady in myriad times over 20 years. So that Jacoby Brissett has kept the team in the games and has not done some kind of mind-bending, ridiculous gaffe through two games. So, and given the situation he's facing, yeah, he's not perfect, but given the situation, given, objectively speaking, he's not been great. Given the situation, he's been excellent.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
What a show, what a week, Jones. It's only Wednesday? It's already Wednesday, already Wednesday. Depending, half full, half empty, depending on what kind of person you are.
Yeah, I'd say the week is, yeah.
There's a game tomorrow.
Don't be sad because it's almost over. Be happy that it happened. Something like that.
Yeah, that's well said.
Yeah,
tomorrow night,
like
football game.
Yeah, it basically, it's like, it's a Friday, basically.
On Prime.
I mean, it's basically a Friday on Prime. Yeah.
It's like if you're resetting your week, this is like a Saturday, actually.
Yes.
So you know what that means.
Getting hammered tonight.
No, it doesn't mean that. I'm a responsible adult.
Let me tell you.
I have kids.
The open Sunday.
Yeah.
Meaning no Patriots game on Sunday?
I don't know how open it is.
But it's no Patriots game.
Are you going to go like a pumpkin patch?
Well, I don't know, but I
feel
my
pick?
Cat's already like, she's already
scheming.
Playing.
Yeah,
the wheels are turning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I already
see
that?
There's
she's
no
like, I'm sorry, the Patriots are on Thursday night. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, you're going to be working?
That's how my wife would look
on
at
Thursday
it.
Night? She's like, what is that? That means you're not doing anything Sunday? Because I was like, in my head, I'm like,
no, you're
bar?
Red zone, bar? Bar, red zone?
Red zone, bar?
No.
Beers, football, snacks?
Your wife or my wife is saying, no Pats, no excuses. So
yeah.
That means you're going to a pumpkin patch or an apple pick. That's probably what's happening.
I was about to say, is it too early for a pumpkin patch?
Maybe.
Or a pick?
No, apple picking is open season apple pick. I got some Honeycrisp a couple weeks ago.
I'll tell you, I went to the North Shore last weekend. I missed out on Idle Hands, which sounded like a great time.
Oh, dude, Oktoberfest was great.
I missed out. I normally am there. I've done the dunk tank numerous times.
Yes, you have.
Love Idle Hands. Shout out Josh Deering over there.
Yep.
And I heard you did great work there. I missed
I
it. We were on the North Shore. And a lot of leaves on the ground.
Oh,
which
boy.
Might mean
foliage.
The patch and the pick.
Yeah, patch and the pick time.
It is in play this weekend.
Get an apple cider donut, though.
Yeah,
worthwhile.
Nice. That's nice.
Absolutely.
I got to fight my kid off for those.
Where do you stand on cider? You like apple cider?
I don't really care for it.
Yeah.
Hot or cold?
Lanny, you a cider guy at all?
Yeah.
Yo, yeah. Ice cold cider is amazing.
Ice cold,
ice
not hot.
Cold, crisp.
Yeah, none of this hot stuff.
See, I think
I don't want a hot cider.
See, I think if I'm going to take it, I'm taking the hot cider.
I know that you would. You are a mystery wrapped up in an enigma.
Hot cider guy. I like a desert. Of course I like a hot cider.
Yeah. Just be out in the sun eating a hot cider.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
you can either survive with your frozen cold cider.
Yeah, it's the only
in the Arctic.
It's the only primetime game of the year, right, for the Pats?
Unless they get flexed, yeah.
That's what Jonathan Jones said the other day.
Did he?
Hear him in the locker room?
No.
They said something about primetime, and he's like, yeah, until they start flexing our games or whatever. This is a good line.
All right, man. Oh, he said it sarcastically.
Well, no, I don't think he did. But
man,
I choose to read it as sarcasm.
That's like Jalen Rager.
It's good confidence.
Yeah, okay, man. Yeah, you're a Bugatti parked in the crap-ass carport.
That's
got it.
You. That's definitely you.
So anyway, final hour. Yeah, I don't think it's going to be beers and dudes and snacks and bar and football.
No.
I don't think that's red zone. I don't think that's in my Sunday.
No. So we'll have to enjoy tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
don't disturb me. Daddy's working.
YOLO. YOLO, as the kids, I think, used to say.
It's like you're just eating candy and drinking beer watching the Patriots. You're not working.
I got to talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Exactly.
speaking of Patriots and Jets, a seamless transition.
Yes.
We'll get back to the Bruins.
Yep.
Sweeney said more at the end of the press conference.
I know.
We cut out because Sweeney was playing real hardball, but credit to the spineless media down there. They asked, they circled back and asked more questions.
They did. They
so,
got them.
So credit to them.
It is a little gotcha media. They're kind of gotcha media.
They're dabbling. Maybe that's why they don't get any scoops.
That's true.
Not trustworthy.
No, I know.
A little bit of gotcha.
But I'm looking forward to, yeah, there's an update.
So we'll get back to that. Sweeney was working a little blue. It's a long tease for you coming up. Plus, yes, the grab bag at the end of the hour. But we asked this earlier on Would You Rather Wednesday. Would you rather be the Patriots or the Jets moving forward? Not necessarily Thursday night, but who's in a better spot? Big picture, long term, who's in a healthier spot? We both said Patriots, which surprises me, Keith.
Yeah.
You didn't go with your beloved Jets.
I'm pro Jets this year.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a weird spot. Maybe the only time in my life.
You also chose Josh Allen in a key spot over Aaron Rodgers, which begs the question, how much do you really like your Jets?
It's fair.
But
I have to keep you guessing.
To keep you on your toes.
No, so I am a Jets are still going to be good this year. I've not given up on the Jets this year. They were my AFC East pick at the beginning of the year. It's been a rocky start. They're still 1-1, but it's been a rocky start. They don't look great.
But they look terrible in their win against Tennessee.
They got to win, though. Win's a win, Jones.
No, a win is a win.
Sunday.
But they didn't. I'm underscoring your
Thursday
point. They did not look good. Friday sometimes.
No, and I think this is the month I would expect them to look their worst. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets get off to like a 2-2 type of start, but then Rodgers starts to look better. I mean, it's a 40-year-old guy coming off an Achilles injury. So I think this is the worst they're going to look, or at least that's what I'm banking on.
Okay.
So yeah, you're right. I mean, maybe they just get worse as the season goes on. But I think the Jets for tomorrow, I'd rather be. For the entire 2024 season, I would rather be. But beyond that, I think you have to take the Patriots if you think Drake May is worth half a damn. Because if you have Drake May, the Jets don't. They have a 40-year-old quarterback. They have good skill position players and some of the really important positions like Sauce Gardner they have. They've actually, whether we want to give them credit or not, the Jets have drafted well in recent years. I mean, they had, the offensive rookie and the defensive rookie of the year 2 years ago?
Yep.
Breece Hall probably would have won rookie of the year had he not gotten hurt that same year. So they've drafted well, but I don't like Robert Saleh at all. And Aaron Rodgers, even though I like him way more than you, there's a clear kind of shelf life for that. So next year, I think they could be in the market for a head coach and a quarterback if things don't go great. Whereas at least here, eventually they're going to turn it over to Drake May. And even though the jury's still out on Gerard Mayo, I like him more than Saleh. So if you're going head coach, quarterback for the future, like, it's really not much of a comparison.
Okay. I agree with you. And I would rather be the Patriots. And here's why. The Patriots have their young quarterback. You don't know if he's going to hit. The Jets can always go out and find their young quarterback. Can they?
Easier said than done. Not the Jets.
That team.
The Jets haven't.
And, you can say, and we can do the chicken and egg thing, is it because the Jets ruin quarterbacks or because they're terrible at scouting them? I would argue the latter, but we don't need to chase our tails on that one. The Jets are still, somehow, even with more talent, they're still going to Jets it up. They always do. My whole life.
Yeah,
they always do.
They had those 2 years where they burned hot. They went to the AFC title game with Mark Sanchez and Rex Ryan, lost both title games, then were done.
Save for 2 years in the AFC title game, a stray playoff appearance here and there, they always Jets it up. And I don't want to give the Patriots too much credit for what they're doing in the post-Brady era, because that's been Jetsy. That's been Jets-like. But I want to give them a little more benefit of the doubt. And I believe, and this wasn't after they made the draft pick, I like Drake May the whole draft season. I like Drake May. He's my favorite quarterback. So I think they have him. We'll see. Jury's out. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
But they already have that quarterback in place. The Jets are playing with what I think is a broken down quarterback in his 40s who hasn't proven to be a winner, at least not at a high level for a long time. So I don't really like where the Jets are at even today. They're ahead of the Patriots, I guess, right now. But I don't think the Patriots are all that far off. I think the Patriots can win on Thursday night. So I don't think they're that far away from where the Jets are now, and I think they can blow past them. I think they're in a better spot moving forward, I do. Now, that doesn't mean everything's good for the Patriots.
It's not.
I would disagree with Tommy Curran, who says their quarterback play has been excellent.
Yeah, it feels strong.
Feels like a strong word.
Yeah.
For me,
excellent
for my taste,
is like top tier,
yeah.
Second tier. Like, I think it's been good enough. That's how we dubbed it after week one. I feel like good enough is a way to kind of put it.
And then it took a step back last week, I think.
Yeah.
Certainly in the second half. So I go, you think the quarterback play is what? He goes, excellent. I go, excellent? He goes, excellent.
And I was like, wait, what?
Which feels a bit strong.
Yeah.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I think the bigger problem facing Mayo, and I would agree with something that Mike Reese wrote. He tweeted out, you know, he has his thoughts after the game. He puts them out on Twitter.
Yep. Reese's Pieces back in the day.
Reese's Pieces back in the day.
Used to do that. Remember those?
Where was that? That was like
Globe.
I think it was even pre-Globe. It was like Patriot. Was like Patriot Ledger or something like that.
Yeah, I remember Reese's Pieces.
The Eagle Tribune.
Yeah, I go pretty far back.
Yeah, something like that. He said, "I view this as one of the first big tests for a Green coaching staff. Curious how they respond." And I think he's referencing some of the game planning and some of their breakdowns they had on the field last week. All accurate, but I also think there's something less tangible. And it's the feeling within the locker room where are we going? What are we doing? Can we trust this guy? And I already had that sense before the whole Jalen Reagor mess.
Yeah.
Who's Jalen Reagor? Do you really care? He's a nobody's on the practice squad. But the fact that a nobody practice squad bum was not just squawking on social media. Doug Kide said he was talking about this within the team.
Yeah, apparently that was not the only reason he was gone.
Yeah. So, like, the fact that you have bum-ass players like that openly second-guessing the situation.
But now you're gone.
Mayo's got to nip that in the bud quick. And to his credit, they cut the guy.
Yep, they did. So he's gone. But, you know, just like they say, winning cures everything. Like, so no matter what's going on, whether it's a contract dispute or players squabbling or getting the ball, if you're winning, that cures everything. Flip side's also true. When you start losing, everything's magnified, everything's worse.
It really takes a whiz all over.
So, like, if you're kind of mad about something, you're much more mad after a loss. And, you know, maybe the guys in the – I'm sure the guys, and you hope that the guys in the locker room felt like they were going to be a lot better than, like, most people on the outside thought. And, you know, we were even talking to Devon Godchow yesterday. One of his podcasts that he was doing, he was talking with Keon White about how they, you know, we're going to surprise some people. And that's the thing. And guess what? Week one, they did. They surprised me. I didn't think they were going to beat Cincinnati.
They surprised me by losing to the Seahawks. That also surprised me.
They also did. Yeah. So it's like back-to-back weeks of surprises. But, no, this team, even though, you know, they're probably not going to win a ton of games overall, they were this close to being 2-0, and how that changes everything going into a short week against a division opponent. And same thing can be said here. You know, week to week in the NFL, like, it can change and how everybody feels about things. 2-1 with a win in the division and two wins in the conference versus 1-2 back-to-back losses, that's a big swing.
Big swing. Huge swing game on Thursday night. I think they can win it. I haven't quite predicted it yet, but I think they can win that game.
6-point favorite. The Jets are, I believe, 6.
Which feels high to me.
Yeah.
So you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. Look ahead to Thursday night football. Tomorrow night, Pats and Jets, your only chance to watch the Patriots in primetime, which, of course, means it also comes with a cost. Your Sunday is free. Family time. If you're a family man like ourselves.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.